Welcome to the 12 Days of Marketing, where you will learn the 12 steps to starting the new year with your best marketing potential. Brought to you by Top Advisor Marketing, a done-for-you podcasting solution built for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of the 12 Days of Marketing, Matt Holleran and Kirk Lowe.
Hello and welcome to day number 7 of the 12 Days of Marketing on the Top Advisor Marketing Podcast. Guess what? Today we're going to talk about something that is my huge passion that I absolutely love, that I wake up every day and I say to myself, oh my gosh, I have the opportunity to do this, which is starting a podcast. So many of you are not good writers, but you have to get your thought leadership out. Guess what? Podcasting is the perfect way for you to do this because you talk for a living. You sit in front of clients and you say the same thing over and over again, or you're able to pivot over and over again. Guess what? You can take those pieces of thought leadership that you've said hundreds and hundreds of times, and you can turn it into a podcast, and it is super, super easy. We have a free resource, a free white paper that you can find all over social media, which is how to start your own financial podcast. It's a great step-by-step guide, and I'm going to take you through some of the high levels. Number one, you don't even need to have a great microphone to do it because most people's computers nowadays have a high-quality microphone. But if you want to sound super good, and if you want to sound like I'm sounding right now, then yes, you should probably make a small investment into a USB microphone that is considered a directional or a condenser microphone. Number two, software. Super easy. It's free. It's called Audacity. It is free. We'll have a link in the show notes below. All you have to do is watch little bouncy lines and different wave patterns on your screen, and you even can do your editing. If you do not want to do your editing, there's some super great tools like Fiverr, which we've talked about before, F-I-V-E-R-R, where you can send that audio to somebody all over the world and they can do it for you for little to nothing. Yeah, maybe $5 or more. Next, scripts. Never, ever, ever read. Have bullet points. Have a mind map. Now, we've talked about MindMeister before. Have a mind map. Have good talking points. Don't overthink what you're going to say. Because you know what? You've said it hundreds of times. Let's say something just happened recently in the news that you want to do a podcast on. Sit down, breathe, write out 5 or 10 talking points, stand up when you're podcasting, project like you would if you were speaking in front of people, make sure that you're supporting your belly, make sure that you're breathing deeply, talk consistently, with a good pace that's comfortable for you, that doesn't sound robotic, but it is you. Start the podcast off by saying hello, just like I did. Start the podcast off by saying, we're going to talk about the 10 things that have to do with the new tax plan that's happening right now, and go through the 10. Personally, we've found at Top Advisor Marketing that it is better to have it be a question and answer, but you don't necessarily have to hire a professional like us and our podcasting service to do it for you. You can just do it with an estate planning attorney, another center of influence, maybe another financial advisor, an insurance professional, whatever. Have it be a conversation. People love hearing other people's conversations, especially when it comes to finance, because if not, it gets really boring. And that's the last piece about technique, because I talked to you about standing up, supporting all of those things, good cadence, good pace. But try not to be boring. Be excited. This is what you do for a living. You love this stuff, right? If you didn't, what the heck are you still doing in this business? We have such a short period of time on this planet to do something we don't even enjoy, but I know you do enjoy it. So guess what? Stand up, get excited. Make sure that you communicate ideas in a clear and succinct manner with some passion behind it. Now, after you get it done, recorded through Audacity or whatever free program that you want, heck, you can even record these on the voice recorder on your phone. Use something like Podbean or SoundCloud to upload your podcast, depending on your compliance department, because both of those will syndicate you directly to iTunes, which is very important. Over 50% of people listen to their podcasts on iTunes, And then it also gives you an RSS, Real Simple Syndication, that you can put it on your website. Now, I go into this, go into this very deeply in this How to Start Your Own Financial Podcast white paper that you have access to. And this really is a great way for you to get your thought leadership out. Stop using other people's material. You have enough inside of you. How long have you been a financial advisor? What is your story? Why are you a financial advisor? What makes you fundamentally unique and different? The white paper that Kirk just talked about in episode number 6 of the 12 Days of Marketing, you can do 4 or 5 podcasts just on that paper alone. You should podcast once or twice a month. Make sure that you post it everywhere. Ask your friends and family to share it. And you can start being that person that people go to learn from. You're not going to be that best kept secret that's hiding in an office somewhere. People can start connecting with you. And what we have found is people like to listen to you. That's how they get to know you. That's how they feel comfortable with who you are. And guess what? When they come in with specific questions and they say things like, "Hey, Matt, I heard you talking about blankety blank on one of your podcasts. I'd like to talk to you more about it." It changes the sales process. It changes the conversation, and it gets you better SEO, both socially and on your website, because you're curating and creating your own content. So this is Matt Halloran. Download the paper, How to Start Your Own Financial Podcast. This is episode number 7 of the 12 Days of Marketing. Thank you very much. There's a lot more to come.